So, Mary and Ivan, how about this 9th annual Arts, Crafts, and Book Fair Saturday? This is a really big project. Tell me about how the Friends of Hickman County Arts Council put this all together.
It's a very good question. We have about 30 members of the Arts Council, everything from writing songs to making pottery to writing books. A lot of good talent in this county, as it is in West Kentucky. This time we had a subcommittee of 10 people who worked very hard at putting the tableau together and the fair itself. We have 54 vendors coming in this year. We're filled up. What you're reading on the tabloid there, we did was we sent out 12,000, Kate, mailings to people in West Kentucky talking about the fair. Our idea was to profile every vendor so that if you're sitting at home and you're trying to decide what to buy for your loved one, here is a handmade present or a gift you could go to and get a good price and from an artist that's local. So each year it seems to grow, mainly because there's more and more attention paid to arts in our area.
Well, they are an economic driver, and the selection that you described is, in fact, pretty fun from, you know, the handmade crafts. Like, I love the person who makes doll clothes for 18-inch dolls. Quite specific there. And tell me about the concrete chickens.
The concrete chickens started last year because in Hickman County we have a spring chicken festival. Hickman County is one of the biggest chicken producers in the state of Kentucky, so it seemed kind of a natural fit to have a festival around the chicken. So the Arts Council is part of that. We found some concrete chickens, and we offered them to the public, and our members painted them in bright primary colors on my front porch, by the way. I still have the paint on the porch as evidence. And sold them to the public, and I think we sold around 40, didn't we, last year, Ivan?
Yes.
And this year we're taking pre-orders because lots of people got disappointed because they didn't get a chicken.
Well, yes, I saw your celebration of the chicken after the event, and I was like, well, gee whiz. I need to know about that. So I paid
It kind of crept up on us, to be honest. But it's usually the third weekend of April, and like the arts fair, every year it's gotten bigger and bigger till last year we had a beauty contest and a talent contest. And so we've got chickens. We're all about chickens in Hickman County during April.
So
what Mary's talking about, Hickman County has the largest concentration of chicken barns in the state. Over 200 chicken barns are located in this county.
Really?
So the festival sort of came out of the fact that the chicken business is a major driving force for our local economy.
Well, there you go. It's a perfect fit. Now, you all are going to be at Hickman County Elementary School gym in Clinton from 8:30 to 2:30 on Saturday. Is there a rush in the morning?
Generally, there is a rush in the morning. It's kind of like yard sales. Everybody thinks they need to get there early. This year, we are blessed that there is not a UK ball game. And so we expect steady traffic all day long. Most years when there's a UK game, about noon, the place is deserted because everybody goes home to watch the game. But this year we expect to have shoppers right up until 2:30. Most of our vendors who have been to our fair before know that they need to bring lots of stuff because they don't want to sell out. And we do offer lunch and music throughout the day. So anytime you get there, there's something going on.
I just love looking through the tabloid. There's Jones Peanut Brittle from Wingo. And there's a person writing poems of her life who with two names. What is her name?
Dorothy Neal Harper. Dorothy Neal is at least 95. She started writing poetry and publishing books at 84. And she will be back at the fair this year selling her wonderful poetry that she's published. She's done, I think, 6 books. So Dorothy Neal is a fixture with the fair, as is Dr. Ken Tucker from Murray. He's been at the fair every year since we started.
And I bet he's had a new book every year since you started.
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
What we try to do is make this a celebration of all of the arts in December and November, trying to become the premier site in West Kentucky for the Christmas season.
Well, yeah, look at Kay's Casserole Carriers from Kevel.
Are wonderful. I gave those as Christmas gifts last year, and my family loved them.
Now, here I have WKYJP and Ivan Potter. offering a book by Mary Potter called No Count Dog.
It is. It's my first published book. I wrote it, and we started a small publishing company about a year ago, West Kentucky Journal Publishing. You know, Ivan and I do West Kentucky Journal. Seemed to be a natural offshoot, and I've had this book banging around in my head since Hurricane Katrina, and I finally got it into paper and into print. So we're really excited about that this year.
You want to give away what the dog says?
Aroo. He's a hound dog.
Looks like a bloodhound to me.
He is. He is actually based on an old dog that Ivan had as a child that I think Ivan's mother still says is a no-count dog. So he's a no-count dog, and all he can do is bark.
And Kate, I'm proud of her, what she did. When you watch the stories about people fleeing a hurricane, like in New Orleans, one of the biggest problems is that many people will not leave because they can't take their animals. So this is a story about what happens when such a thing happens that someone stays behind and a dog helps them survive the horrible weather of the storm.
And, you know, I think that the impact on critters has come to the fore. I believe that emergency planners are taking a working look at how to make that better. It is a charming book, and it will be for sale at the 9th Annual Arts, Crafts, and Book Fair at Hickman County Elementary School Gym Saturday from 8:30 to 2:30.
Let me add this to it, too. Many years ago, over 100 years ago, this area was known as Athens of the West. We had three colleges here in this small town. We have a strong DNA around cultural heritage, writers, poets, people who work with their hands, make crafts. So in the 21st century, this is starting to bubble back up, where we don't have factories anymore, but we're beginning to make things more and more. The idea of cultural heritage is becoming a strong economic development thought process. So this fair is a part of that trait.
What were the colleges, Ivan?
Clinton College, Marvin College.
It was a women's college.
And the women's college here, yes. Marvin College, where Alvin Barkley went to school before he got into politics.
No kidding.
In 1910, our little town now is 1,000, but back then we had almost 4,000 people. We had an opera house, three colleges, and this is something I'm really proud of. We had a bookstore in West Kentucky in 1910 here in this town.
Gosh, and where are they today, huh?
Yes.
they're online. Kate, the Arts and Crafts Fair started 9 years ago when Ivan and I moved here, and we wanted to do something like the Kentucky Book Fair in Frankfort, where, of course, we moved from. We started our first year with 16 authors, and the next year we expanded into artists and craftspeople, and that's where it's gone from there. So we went from 16 9 years ago to 53 this year, and we have a waiting list of craftspeople. It's grown into a big, big, big event.
I'm looking at quality handmade rosaries.
Yes, yes. Teresa Hayden makes beautiful rosaries, and actually some of our Protestant friends use them as prayer beads. She's done workshops on making prayer beads, and her daughter, Micah, has written a book, and Micah will also be at the arts fair.
This is just so neat. Where can people pick up these tabloids in advance?
Some restaurants in this part of the state, I mailed them primarily into the Graves County, Carlisle, Hickman, Fulton area. Next year, we'll probably mail more into Murray.
Okay, I'm looking at Larry Carter, Columbus, Indiana, hand-carved cottonwood bark, whimsical houses, Santa's snowmen, and nativity scenes. I mean, it's just all over the place. What fun, huh?
It really is fun. And I have to give credit to Danny Whitlock, who does our vendors, and he's also a potter, he's a pottery potter. he is very careful not to get all of one kind of craft or all of one kind of thing so that there's a selection and that all the vendors do well. Because if you have 26 jewelry makers, as Danny says, nobody will do well. So we try to have a really broad selection of different things to do and different things to purchase. And it's a generally affordable price range. You know, people are not shopping for a $1,000 TV. They're shopping for gifts for friends and family that they can carry out. Plus, don't forget, our high school students will be wrapping gifts for free.
You've got all angles covered. Marianne.
We want to make it a great shopping experience, and we want folks to hang around because we also have a Christmas parade that evening. That's a parade of lights. That's a big bunch of fun for our local folks.
And I mentioned food, okay? We have a committee of 15 ladies and gentlemen that make homemade soups and bake items for lunch.
Mm. Well, I know you're going to have a big day, and I sure do thank you for speaking with me about it.
Thank you.
Come
we hope you come.
Congratulations. I hope I can get there, too.